Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, praise the Lord. God bless you once again, radio listeners. This is Pastor Ola Starling with the Anointed Word International Ministry. I am so glad to be with you this afternoon because it's the Lord God's goodness that I'm able to appear before you tonight with a voice for the Lord Jesus Christ to be used for his grace and his honor. I tell God I'm just so grateful and I'm blessed to be here because there are many that was here yesterday is not here today. And I would like to say, Father, I am grateful. And tonight I pray, praise God, that all is well with you and your family. And I pray, praise God, that the Lord has been used good to you as he has been to me. Because I understand, praise God, the goodness of the Lord. I understand, praise God, the blessings of the Lord. And I understand how important it is to have a relationship with the Lord. And that is so important today, praise God, that we realize, praise the Lord, that it's him that we need. We can do nothing of ourselves. We are nothing by ourselves. And we will ever be anything without God on our side. Because when you have the Lord Jesus Christ on your side, you have everything you need. Amen. And tonight, praise God, I am grateful to be here once again. And I do give God praise for you, you and you, the listeners that will hear this message and get a blessing from this message. And I thank God for you. And now, praise God, I want to go to the throne of grace because we want to get this message in tonight. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you today for how you have blessed, how you have kept us, how you have provided for us, how you have watched over us, how you have bound every activity of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And Father God, I am grateful, praise God, knowing, praise God, that you, praise God, stand the watch. Praise God, and will not allow the enemy to come in and overtake us as a flood. But you have placed your angels about us to take us up, at least at any time we should dash our foot against a stone. You have already provided the way, praise God. You have already made the way, praise God, made the crooked way straight. And Father God, I thank you once again, God, for hearing your voice, because many voices are speaking in the universe. But Father God, I thank you because you said it in your words, that my sheep will not what? Follow an answer to a stranger. And God, I thank you for knowing who you are. I thank you, praise God, for knowing what you do. I thank you, Father God, for knowing, praise God, what you can do, shall do, and will do. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, I'm asking you, Father God, that you save the lost. Save those that are lost, praise God. Give them a heart, praise God, they may hear the word of life and live and not die. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, I'm grateful tonight. As your word come forth, Father God, as the bread of life come forth, Father God, receive it unto your glory. And Father God, I thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. Save the unsaved. Reclaim the black backsliders. And Father God, praise God, bring in, praise God, the whole world with the prostitute. Praise God, the addicts, praise the Lord, the abusers, the murderers, praise God, the homosexuality people, praise God. Bring them into the fold. Father God, let them know they have a right to the tree of life. If they would only turn and repent, you shall save them to the utmost. In Jesus' name, I do ask it. Amen. But tonight, praise God, I want to talk to you briefly, praise God, about us. Praise God, a topic. I just say something, praise God, the Lord has put in my spirit. And praise God, I want to share it with you. And I want to tell you, praise God, that I want to let you know that the Lord has promised to bless his people. That is his promise, and he's a God that he can't lie. He said it, and he shall do it. He said it, and he shall bring it to pass. But there are certain things, people, that we must do, praise God, to inherit the blessings of the Lord. And praise God, the Lord is saying to us today, America, you talk too much. You talk too much, America. All you do is talk, talk, talk. You talk so much. You're nearly worrying people to death. You're nearly worrying him, Father God, in his spirit. You talk too much. You talk too much and do nothing else. But I hear the word of the Lord saying to us tonight, but you are nothing but men pleasers and lip pleasers. You don't please God because you talk too much. All you do is talk, 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 talk. You talk, 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 talk. You talk about this. You talk about that. All you do is talk, talk, talk. Stop the talking, America, and get on your face or get in your walking, put on your walking shoes and begin, praise God, to seek the Lord in his glory. You're talking so much, God can't answer you because you talk too much. You talk less and pray more. That's what the word is about tonight. Talk less and pray more. Because if we pray, praise God, the way the Lord has assigned and designed for us to pray, many things that are happening on this union, this universe today would be stopped. It would be stopped and pulled down. But because we are a talking nation, a gossiping people, God cannot go and work miracles because of your talking, your gossiping. Talk less and pray more. If we talk much less and pray more, then God would have, we wouldn't even have to ask. God would already answer the prayer. But we talk too much. That's all you do is talk. Your opinion and my opinion is worth nothing. If prayer, praise God, is not leading it, if prayer, praise God, is not backing it up, and we don't take time to pray. But the Lord says, take time to pray because God wants to bless his children. Yes, he does. It's time to pray today, people. It's time to pray. Everything is happening now. Anything is happening now. People, innocent people are being killed. Our family members are being snatched out. The Lord is allowed. The devil is taking over while we are talking, and he's doing what he was sent to do. When we have shut down the prayer lines, we have shut down the prayers in the house of the Lord, we have shut down the prayers in our home, and the devil is making havoc on us because we talk too much. We talk too much, America. We walk and we talk. But if you would take the time, praise God, and do the things and seek the Lord and see, you don't know what the Lord can do because you've never been in the position to try him. We're talking about mass miracles that could happen that can stop things from going on in our society. But because we don't pray, we talk too much and pray less. And I hear the word today say, praise God, is saying to us, praise the Lord. God is talking not just to one person. He's talking to everyone under the sound of my voice. You talk too much, America. You just talk, talk, talk. There's a song, praise God, back in the day that said, you talk too much. You talk about the people that you don't know. You talk about people everywhere you go. You just talk. You talk too much. That's what we do, America. We talk too much and pray less. Things are happening in our society. But if we would get together and hear the voice of the Lord and begin to stand together in prayer and be one on one accord, praying, praise God, for the same reason, God would send miracles in thousands of miracles, saving lives, stopping, praise God, disasters, praise God, the innocent killing, the police brutality. We cannot stop anything because we talk too much. We talk too much. And no prayer. We walk about everything. We walk in for cancer. We walk in for breast cancer. We walk in for domestic violence. We walk in for this. We walk in for that. And nobody's praying while you're walking. Your works with faith, works without faith is dead. While you're walking, you should be calling a prayer rally. That's what you need to be calling. Paralysis to put the devil to a flight. But no, we don't do that because we want to talk about it. Talking never did anything but keep people talking and lying. Hallelujah. Hey, God. He said, praise God, there's something, praise God, God is saying to us this afternoon. He said, I want you to start again to pray more. Walk, prayer, walk, prayer, walk, prayer, walk, prayer, walk. Everybody's into the physical part now, making their bodies look good and exercising, then walking here and walking here. Gym workout, then work. But nobody is praying while they are doing all of these activities. And the devil sees this is, it's a trick and it's a trap, how he can get us distracted not to pray, but act out our physical part and leave the main part undone. And the main part, my friend, is to pray. Pray. Oh, Jesus. Pray. We're not praying. We're talking. We're walking. We're exercising. But nobody's praying. We could, many things could be stopped and we would know what to do. God has given us the most powerful, weapon in the universe, and that is to pray. But we're not praying. We're talking. Our hearts are far from God. I hear the word, praise God, it says to us today. He says, God is saying discernment is God calling us to intercession and never to have fault finding. Never. But I want to talk to you tonight about less talking and more praying. There's hardly a day, praise God, that goes by that I am not tempted to say what I think or do something that I know about say something I know about another person. The topic of religion, praise the Lord, is a political. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You know, and just two of our areas that I will draw out, praise God, of this talk tonight, praise the Lord, is to underline it in the flow, praise God, of being humble and the actual option and the action opportunity, praise God. I'm not alone. I am not alone. You know, talking on the radio, praise God, talking on the TV, praise the Lord. But let me explain to you something God wants us to do. He wants us, praise God, to stop the talking and do more praying. Yes, we can do more praying. We have not even tapped into the source, praise God, of what God has for us. Prayer is one of the richest resources in the universe that has not been tapped into, because the devil distracts us so badly. He distracts us so much till we forget about prayer. We want to go see the witch doctor. We want to go see the soothsayer. We want somebody to read our palm. But, baby, the answer to every problem that you have, everything that you're going through, is prayer. Prayer. If you would learn to pray and see the handiwork of God, we can't say what he do because we don't try him and we don't know how to try him because we're not in prayer calling upon his name and inviting him into the situation. We're trying to handle it. There is nothing that prayer cannot do and cannot change. But we talk too much, America. All we do is talk, walk, and exercise. Jesus. And the Lord is saying to us tonight, praise the Lord, he says this, no doubt, God gives his people insight regarding the condition of a person's soul and the situation a person is going through and the state of affairs, the things that are happening in our community, praise the Lord, which we live, where we live at, praise God. The purpose of this insight from God is often misunderstood by the children of God because they're not in his presence enough to know who he is and what he's talking about and how he's going to give you instruction to bring you out on top, pulling down the stronghold of the enemy, casting down every imagination that exalts itself against the powers of God. Hey, Shibaya. He said it, praise the Lord. He said it casually in a conversation, having a way of becoming independent in lectures. Praise God. God wants us, praise God, to know who he is in the power of his might. He gives us a heaven-sent call to stand in the gap for those, praise the Lord, and bridge, praise God, those, praise God, gaps, praise God, for the meaning of intercessory prayer. We don't do intercessory prayer. We don't even do the Lord's prayer. Everybody got an opinion. Everybody got something that they think it should work. No, sweetheart, my dear beloved ones, no, prayer work. He said if one can put 1,000, two could put 10,000. But all we do is talk about a situation. We never want to take time to pray about it. That's the worst thing we can do. We fear the devil has a thinking that we can do is to pray because you don't see no results in the prayer because you don't pray. My God. Because you don't pray and you don't see, praise God, the revelation in what prayer can do. Yes. It is difficult, praise God, to continue to beg someone or lack on someone or hold on to someone, praise God, and it's difficult to hate someone when you are trying to pray for them. Many times we need to go before God and ask God for massive forgiveness that God can pull us into the stream of prayer, that he can pull us, praise God, together, that we may pray and see the handiwork of God. But we are fighting against each other on every end of society. We are fighting in our neighborhood, fighting in our businesses, fighting in our homes, fighting in our schools, fighting in our churches against each other. The devil has sent out a spirit of delusion against the church, the so-called church. And people have fallen away from the faith. The Bible said it. The many will fall from the faith. Because everybody not doing their own thing. And I hear the Lord say, no doubt people are insider regarding the condition of a person's soul and the state of affairs of the community. But the purpose of this insight for God is often misunderstood, see, by his children. His children is the one that call upon his name and say, I love the Lord. I say, I am of God. And know that they are of God. Jesus. It is not a call to bring criticism or ridicule upon someone or even their beliefs. It doesn't matter. It is given as a heaven-sent call to stand in the gap. All this killing that's going on in our society right now, how the police is abusing our children, how they are beating them and shooting them and dragging them and rasping them down like they're criminals and kicking them and choking them. We stand around talking about it. Nobody's praying. Nobody could have said, let's pray right now that God release them. No, we don't do that. We want to sit around and talk about it like we the news people. Close your mouth. Open your heart and pray. Jesus, it's time to pray. It's time not for the foolishness. Everybody walking. Where you going? What you walking for? Why you walking? Why aren't you praying? Why you not praying while you're walking? I know you got music in your ears, though, but no prayer in your heart. Hallelujah. He said it's difficult. It is not impossible, just harder for you to say, Father, I'm going to pray for my enemy. This should not be a surprise, hallelujah, to the Christ followers. It shouldn't be a surprise. But it is the constitution of the kingdom. In Matthew 5:7 says Jesus, pray for those who persecute you so that you may be the son of your Father who is in heaven. For he calls the sun, to rise on the evil and the good and send rain on the righteous and the unjust. Matthew 5:44. It's early on Jesus took a dim view. Of those who was prone, was prone to talk about situations or somebody rather than pray for them. You'll talk about somebody for the rest of your life, but yet you never stop, take time to pray. And yet you're a Christian, though. Yet you love the Lord. My Jesus. Bet you love the Lord. And he says, too often the family of God is known more for its what? Aggressiveness than for his what? Intercession. So that means you don't pray about nothing, but you talk about everything. America, you talk too much. You pray about nothing, but talk too much. The great tragedy is this. That the toughest words of criticism, hallelujah, a follower of Christ would ever speak are often directed towards fellow members of God's family. You talk about everybody come into your pathway, but you pray for nobody. Jesus. You don't even pray for yourself, for you think you're all right. You ain't did no wrong, or you don't do no wrong. And that little red number in your mouth is a murderer. It kills, destroys, set up, rip up, tear up. Hallelujah. And it says, I have often repeated a little piece of ministerial humor. Everywhere you find two Baptists, you would also find three opinions. Your opinion means nothing, my friend. The Lord is saying to you, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. Then he said, I will what? Turn. And if you will seek his face and turn from your wicked, evil ways, he said, then I will hear from heaven. But you can only see God in prayer. And because we don't pray, we do not seek him. Everybody talks about it. Amen. They say amen. You got to understand one thing, my friend. The devil knows the truth, and he say amen. Hey, God. Indeed, we are known as people, praise God, with skepticism and suspicious people who do not warm up to strangers, who separate outside of the church facility or the events that we are at. We sit back and we talk. We're supposed to be peculiar people in this regard, made up of patchwork quilts. We're made up of patchwork quilts and prejudice. And personal agendas that will constantly keep us. It keeps us on the edge. It keeps us from getting what God has for us, our God. It keeps us on our God from those who would, our God is always up. It's always up. From those who invade our turf or steal our sheep's, pastors, your sheep's. We have no sheep. They're God's people. So what is the sincerity response to the litigation concerning about a person's behavior belief, of their belief? Let me tell you what it is, my friend. Talk less. Pray more. You don't have to be engaged in every conversation because somebody says something or because you hear something. You don't need to be in all of that. Christian. The chamber said this is more what? Delicated. It would be more dedicated to the work of the Lord. If the saints of God were turned from their wicked evil ways, seek his faith in prayer. Oh, God. And nothing dresses up the truth like a bright way of using the King's English. Almost 100 years ago, 100 years later, they print messages carries a powerful punch. Even if it was wrapped in kid gloves. You feel me? The point is this. When God gives you discernment about another person, it is not to call criticism or criticizing that person or just ridiculing that person or rejecting them. It is not in the invitations to speak your mind. Okay, you know what I'm saying. Which I'm going to speak my mind. Let me tell you, gossiping. In America, you talk too much. You talk too much and pray less. Jesus. That's what we do. All we do is talk. No action. We talk too much. And furthermore, the fault finding, situation, correcting the flaws in the person of whom we find the real or the imaginable faults. People are funny like that, you know. Yes, they're funny like that. They really do not have much appreciation for the people who publicly disgrace them. We are called to prayer, brothers and sisters. We are called to pray going in and pray coming out. We are called, praise God, to get up praying, lay down praying, come in praying. We are called to pray always and not to faint. We are called to be prayer warriors. But you cannot be a prayer warrior when you're full of gossip, lying, talking, praise the Lord. God can't use you. But America, you talk too much. You talk too much. Hey, God, I got both sarcastic. And when God can't use it because he can't speak to us because we talk too much, we're never sitting still in his presence. We never get before him to see what the Lord say about it. We're only going on what man say about it. And they're saying it to tickle your flesh. But the word comes to correct, rebuke, correct, rebuke, exhort, to pluck up, to pull up, root up. That's what the word came for. God wants us to be people of God that fears him. God is looking for people, praise God, that he can catch laying on their face or walking and praying in the midnight, coming together in the groves to pray. Not coming, but we can get them to come to a concert, or we can get them to come to a play, a Christian play, or a Christian laughter comedy, but you won't come together to do a prayer. Our priorities are messed up. And the Lord is saying to us today, talk less and pray more. Your whatever you need is in prayer. Whatever you desire is in prayer. Whatever you're trying to grow is in prayer. Whatever you're trying to reach is in prayer. Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Whatever you need is in prayer. Jesus, it's in prayer, people. We must understand, praise God, that Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. And what is he saying to us today? One, my people, you talk too much, America. You talk too much. As my mother used to say, you talk yourself right out of blessings. You talk yourself right out of miracles. You talk too much. And the word of the Lord is coming to us to say, the call is to pray for people you discern are in danger. How can you do that? How can you know when somebody's in danger? If you're not seeking God's face, you don't know what God is telling you to do. So you have innocent blood upon your hands. Those that are in danger of believing the wrong things are moving in the wrong direction. We can't tell nobody who's wrong from right because we're doing what they're doing. The world has persuaded the Christians to follow them, not the Christians follow the church, or follow the one called to be saved, or saints of God. We're following the enemy. The enemy is not following us. My. We must learn to silence our lips, work from the inside, to destroy that devil himself. My goodness. The Lord is saying to us today, praise the Lord, now's your chance, praise God, to change. Come to him. Change from what? Your probable, your evil ways. Seek my face that I may hear from you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that we may hear from you, Father, that we, praise God, will seek you wholeheartedly, face to face, seeking you in prayer, not in word and conversation indeed, but in prayer. In prayer. People don't pray. They talk. They assume. They liberate, but they do not pray. And prayer is what we need today, that will handle every situation. It does not matter. And you have the prayer, and the prayer's in you. Hey, God, and you in the prayer, it will make such a huge difference. People of America, stop talking so much. Stop walking so much. And if you're going to walk and pray. Turn it around for your prayer life. Prayer walk. Talk to God. He has something he would desire to say to you. Yeah, God. Yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your word. Why should you respond to one of the intercessors? Why not respond to intercessory prayer? Why not wake up in the morning, walk in your room, in your house, up and down your house, around your house, and calling your children's name at the situations in your life, calling, praise God, praying for this nation, praying for this nation. Why can't you do that? You will benefit if you did. My God. Father, I thank you once again because we need it. And we need it bad. We must learn to talk less and pray more. Talk less and pray more. We'll get the benefits if we did. We would touch the heart of God, saying, I wish my people would come to me in prayer. That I can lift the burden of this nation. That I can bring miracles back once again, saving souls. But it's too much gossiping, too much unnecessary talking. You need to find your place in God. Talk less, pray more. I thank you, praise God, for listening this afternoon. I pray that you be blessed. This is your pastor, Pastor Ola Starling, with the Anointing Word Ministry. And I'm saying to you right now, people of God, people that are on the side of my voice, let the Lord lead you, praise God, and bless you going out through this week. Don't forget to ask the Lord to save you and to put you in the place, praise God, because regardless of when he may come, you are ready. Amen. You be blessed, and I thank God for you, because I know, that God will not forget his children. He will do what he say he will do. He's not a God that he should lie. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. And until this time, the next broadcast, you be blessed. But America, talking so much, talk less, pray more. Let God direct you, and you can't go wrong. You be blessed. You be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.